Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, how are you doing? Hello, everybody. I'm here in California for a change. It's warmer.
Yes, is it warmer?
Well, yeah, not a lot in the evenings, but yeah.
Well, tonight we've got an exciting show, I think. I'm a little discombobulated, so we'll do the best we can, and Veronica's traveling, so, you know.
Aren't we talking about rapid change?
Oh, are we ever. Tonight, the winds of change. Buckle up your seatbelt. It's a-coming.
It's an era.
So we're going to talk about changes large and small and how they're coming out of the blue, and we're being forced sometimes gently and sometimes not so gently to change the way we deal with change, both personally and planetarily. And certainly it's been exciting and unsettling, and but change we will. And we can either cooperate with our guides, higher self and soul, or we could be pushed into big levels of discomfort. And boy, am I seeing this one everywhere. We get to choose the how, not necessarily the change. Anyway, the more willing we are to change ourselves, the changes can be exciting and wonderful. And Rock, I know you've been very busy with a very ill friend down there, but
she made a transition.
She did make her transition?
Yes.
When did she make it, darling?
Tuesday night.
Wonderful. Okay, very glad that she's been able to cross over then.
Mm-hmm. And talk about change, it's just a bigger change. She seems to be very relieved, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool over there.
Yeah, actually, it seems like she's quite pleased. It took a couple of days, you know?
It's a little bit of an acclimation, but yes, once you let go of, you know, the preconceived, it can be really quite wonderful.
That's what's very interesting, because it is just another change, but it's a little bit more dynamic, isn't it?
It is more dynamic. There is no question about it. And, you know, I think that the biggest shift for people is once they get on the other side, realizing that their thoughts manifest so quickly and their beliefs about what it's going to look like are there. Once they get that they can change them, I always refer people to the movie What Dreams May Come, because that, to me, is about the closest I've seen in terms of that initial experience of being on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And how quickly thought manifests. And, you know, it can take people a long time before they get that they're not, you know, sitting at the right hand of God, or in hell, one or the other. So,
or that is an option.
Right, or that it's an option.
Yeah, that actually is a wonderful movie. I recommend that to a lot of people these days.
Yes, I do too. I think it's a marvelous movie, and certainly helping people, especially those that are getting ready to make their transition.
But it's all about choosing, isn't it? Choosing what you're thinking, choosing what to hold on to.
Well, that's what we're practicing right now anyway, because time and space are shortening up so rapidly that, you know, we've been in practice mode, and we're really, practice is over, but this is, you know, I mean, we're on now. And, you know, the luxury that we've had in the past to have distance between thought and manifestation is shortening up so rapidly, and as these changes are coming in, and they are coming in quickly,
mm-hmm.
big changes. And I know your friend came in with her illness, came in very quickly, didn't it?
Yes, it did. But I'll tell you what didn't come quickly is she'd had a lot of frustration in her life, and I think it was her way of handling it. Do you understand what I mean by that? It's like, all right, enough of this. And she moved through fairly swiftly.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. That, I mean, it was very quick from when you first talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad you were able to be with her in order for her to make her transition. That was a wonderful gift.
It was a good gift for me, too, because I've learned a lot in this particular transformation. You know, learned a lot about, you know, what people leave behind and going through people's stuff and seeing what the priorities are and how their soul themes come out through all of the items that they leave and, you know, preferences and so on. It's been very interesting, actually.
And I would agree with you, Veronica, my experience with all the people that I have been close to that have crossed, although I've not been involved in their personal belongings, but I always felt that I made a quantum shift through their transition.
I think that's really so for me right now.
Yes, I would agree. It is. I've always had great respect for people that work in hospice because I think it's an incredible opportunity to grow.
It's a little bit like the Mercury retrograde where you dropped into kind of past influences and reevaluations and all of that and then pop out of it. You know, it's sort of like that, isn't it?
Yes.
You really reevaluate everything you believe, actually.
Yes, very, very definitely. Very definitely. Okay, so let's go on tonight to, not that this is not part of change, because it certainly is, changing from one dimension to another. Now, I do want to ask you a question. So when she made her transition, she was really ready, wasn't she?
She really was, and she had, this is another interesting thing, is she had no struggle near the end. None at all.
That's wonderful.
None of the difficult breathing and all of that, just... that was pretty, I feel like that was a response to all the consciousness and the work that was done around her.
Beautiful.
And within her as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's the way we want it.
That's
it?
The way people should realize we can do it rather easily when we're ready.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had someone, I was doing a session, and he died within 15 minutes of the session.
Mm.
And it was just, boom, effortless. And I love that. So we know that these things can be done beautifully and elegantly and easily. And certainly it's great learning for us as well, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. I really appreciated it. Even though I'll miss my friend, you know, I'm grateful that she smoothly went through.
I think it's wonderful. I'm glad for her as well. I know the team was very involved, or at least they wanted to be. I know that you lovingly called them in early on.
Yes, twice, actually, and I know they made a big difference.
They try to do their best.
They really do. I just want to say this about my friend Anne, is that she always, always paid attention to our radio shows, like kind of like Squirrel there, always feeding back, always fueling ideas, criticizing, expanding, and so on. So, she really served, you know. She made a lot of connections that way, and service that way.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's very wonderful.
I'm putting this on speakerphone because I have Squirrel here with us tonight, darling Squirrel, who's contributed so much to the show. So hopefully,
hello,
it's
Squirrel.
Are you able to hear me, Veronica?
I sure can. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. I'd like to talk a little bit also about some of the rapid changes that are coming for people. And I don't know what you've been seeing. Have you been doing any sessions while you're down there, Veronica?
No, it was too much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just with my friend a little bit, you know.
Well, I know that in my own experience with people, the changes are coming. And, of course, in my own family and in my own life, the changes are coming so rapidly that I'm having a hard time dealing with them.
Well, I have to say that anybody that I know that I've been in touch with from my own world are going through major changes at this point. Growth, many opportunities coming, it seems.
That's the other thing I do want to say. People have been talking about the economy, how terrible things are, and yet I am seeing people out of the blue step into incredible opportunities, again, out of the blue. Not necessarily coming from a direction that they would have anticipated. Also windfalls, people receiving windfalls from unexpected sources.
Mm-hmm.
Love relationships blooming out of the blue. I could go on and on and on and on, and so I really want to share with everyone, especially for people who are feeling a little stagnant right now, or feeling like there is no possibility for their life to change, that it's really important that we all get out of our own damn way and recognize that right now it may be difficult to see how things can be different in our lives.
Especially if you listen to the news.
Oh, absolutely, if you listen to it. It's no longer the news. It's now a doom and gloom update.
Right.
And,
they're just talking about the denouement or the breaking apart of the old systems. They're not talking about the evolution of the new ones.
No, they're not. And they're not talking about the new opportunities that are being born, which is, of course, the way we knew this was going to be. This is not a surprise to any of us, really, although it can trigger the fear. And as I said in the title, you know, it's not me, it's we. As we said in the title, these changes that are coming, we can do them easily and elegantly, or we can resist them, and they could be very difficult. They don't have to be difficult. And I think that's a lot of changes are coming in right now, taking us out of our issues of control. I certainly can, I'm in that line. And, you know, I have someone very close to me, and I'm watching them go through a tremendously difficult time right now. Their belief system about what's going on in the economy and so on, I can see where their beliefs are holding them locked into limitation and struggle when, in fact, their energy field, okay, is not really there or doesn't want to be there and can very quickly acclimate to the higher frequencies. But they have themselves locked down in this this struggle belief system. And that's what I was talking about in terms of the change is coming, how we deal with it is up to us. What I'm also seeing is, you know, our guides, our higher self, especially our soul right now, is saying, look, this is the opportunity for all of you to move easily and elegantly through these changes, or you can resist, dig in your heels, and really struggle with them. And I credit you, Veronica, in this transition with your friend, the way that you stepped into and up to the experience to
Thank
be
you.
There for her and to help her make her transition. And you did it beautifully and you did it elegantly. And I do celebrate you for that.
Thank you.
I
feel very almost fulfilled because it was some sort of contract that we made, you know?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, we're all going to be called on, we're going to have a lot of people leave the planet. And so I do want to prepare people out there that are listening that I don't want to frighten anybody. I just want to say to you, this is going to be a time when, you know, you're going to have friends, you're going to have relatives that are going to leave. And this is when, with all the work that you've done, your opportunity to step up and be there for them and help them make their transition more elegantly.
I think it's very helpful to recognize that we've known for many years, first of all, that the systems were going to break down. And then we've also known for many, many years, wasn't it Right Use of Will that talked about that a lot, that many would leave during the transition by choice.
Yes.
And so I think it helps me anyway to know that it's kind of supposed to be, it's a way for them to handle the big changing time.
It's not about fighting it, it's about allowing them to make their transition easily and elegantly and helping them do it and helping them accept it. If that's their choice. If that is their choice. And likewise with the other changes that are coming into people's lives, certainly when we're doing sessions for people and I can see certain people right now that the team has made suggestions to, you know, get on dating services, do this, do that, start opening doors because something is coming, you know, and then they fool around and, you know, one of them is listening tonight, they know who they are. And
you know who you are.
Sorry?
I said you know who you are.
That's right, you do know who you are. And, you know, these are coming in now so rapidly. Now, I had, and I want to share this on the radio tonight, I did get an email from someone who was very upset about me talking about FOTAR's assistance during job interviews and so on. And they were of the opinion that I disclosed the name of whoever I was talking about. I believe it was last week. And if I did disclose a name, and I want to make this clear to the listening audience, if I ever disclose a name on the radio, it's only because I do it with permission. This is someone that's very close to me. I would never disclose the name of a client without permission or implied permission, ever, ever, ever. So I want you to be assured that there is total confidentiality. That is not something I would ever do. Anyway, this person was upset because they felt that FOTAR was not helpful to them during an interview, and I want to say this and qualify it because I thought it was important to share this with people. The team will come in and assist people. However, they can never override the higher self and soul. So, you know, this is not a, you know.
So you mean if you have a deep resistance or a deep, deep fear and so on, they can't take that?
Well, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, yes, all right, that's a good point, Veronica. But I'll just say that if your higher self, if your guides, okay, are saying, okay, here's something you need to walk through for a while. There's something you need to get here, whatever that may be. I'm not making anybody bad or wrong. Please do not misunderstand what I'm saying. They cannot override that, and they never will. So, you know, this is not about, and I just want to be clear that it's not like they pick and choose and go, oh, gee, we like this human, but forget that one. That's not the case. I just wanted to make this clear and certainly give her due in terms of wanting to express her displeasure. She was upset with me, and she felt that what I did was really inappropriate by disclosing somebody's name.
I don't remember you disclosing someone's name, but maybe.
Well, I didn't either, and, you know, so I, but just in case I did, you know, I want to be sure that, you know, if I'd ever used a name, certainly that, you know, I will use Squirrel's name often, you know, because Squirrel does a lot of contribution to the show. There are a couple of people that I may mention because I love them dearly, but I certainly try not to ever use somebody's name when we're talking about a specific situation. So if I have, I apologize. But again, I don't disclose people's personal issues. But I wanted to clarify for FOTAR and for the listeners that it's not a guarantee. You know, my experience has been more times than not, the assistance has been very positive. So back to change. And, you know, and I'll just talk about my own change right now. I'm going through a personal change that is, I find myself, I have an option to be resistant or to walk through it, and I'm laughing at myself. I'm experiencing and observing my experience at the same time and finding it incredibly humorous.
Two sides of the coin?
Yes, both sides of the coin. And I will certainly at some point be talking about it on the radio. I'm not ready to share it yet, but I certainly am having a good time watching myself try to maneuver through this, so I want you all to know that I am not exempt, you know.
Making changes.
I'm sorry?
Making changes.
Making big changes.
Hey, Jackie, I have something that might seem like a change of subject, and I don't mean it that way, but it's like as above, so below. Is that right? Because the reason
that's a real leading question. Are you qualify it for me, hon?
Yeah, I will. I just keep thinking of all this huge, massive layoffs and unemployment. Is that going on up there too? Are the guys?
No.
Are they looking for work?
That's a very funny question, Veronica. The answer would be no.
I thought it would make you laugh.
Yeah, yes, that makes me laugh a lot. I don't think there are any ET want ads out there. But that's hysterically funny. You know, mass consciousness looking for work.
But the other thing is they must be experiencing huge changes in consciousness as well, because that's an infinite process, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's a really good question, Veronica, and I'm going to say this. I know that with the work that we're doing right now,
And as we're moving through, certainly the soul work and all of the lifetimes, they are experiencing an exponential shift as well, because we'll use this example, okay? Veronica, let's say that on the other side of the veil, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are a participant in this great, wonderful, expansive shift on the other side of the veil, okay?
Yes.
In one lifetime. Let's say, just we'll only use one lifetime. And let's say you're working aboard ship and you're, you know, in the meetings and doing all kinds of things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say a human counterpart of yourself, another lifetime, the human lifetime that's here, okay, is doing the work that you're doing and healing, you know, other lifetimes and so on and so forth, and very involved, which you are, in all of this work.
Mm-hmm.
They are also benefiting from what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when we're working at the soul level, because as the soul heals, all lifetimes across the board are impacted instantaneously.
Hmm.
Did that make sense to you?
Yes, it did.
All right. So, in really going back to your question, as above, so below, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
In that respect, absolutely. And so I am definitely feeling that, and I am feeling it even in the healing room. It makes me laugh, because what I'm experiencing, and certainly Squirrel got to experience it today, the energies in here are so big that just getting ready for the show, I got so hot, and it's cold here, right? I had to turn on the fan, take off my shoes, roll up my pants, you know, just unzip my sweater. It was so hot, it was just, I thought I was going to roast right out of my chair.
Mm.
Open up the doors into the healing room. The energies are just extraordinarily intense. Now, there are other reasons for that, but yes. Things are shifting, they're changing, and but yes, I am definitely sensing that they're all benefiting as well.
Hmm.
I don't think that we as humans still remember how important we are in the bigger picture, and that what we're doing here, many of us, is having huge impact, because it's never been done before. It just never has been done before, and I'm not aware of it being done on any planet, to be very honest with you. Where the intent of the species was to heal all lifetimes in the lineage of the soul.
Hmm.
I mean, I think that that's very big. And as we know that the entire universe is in the process of integration, okay, and we'll say that God, God is all that is, the infinite, the creator, whatever names you choose to use, is integrating itself back in, and all races are beginning to integrate and heal, all right? And this is part of that process, as we're integrating our child, our adolescent, you know, integrating more of our higher self in. So we're all going through this huge integration process. And if in fact, which we know is true, that we are in fact a cell in the body of God, then the whole healing process is happening all simultaneously, of course.
Hmm.
To me, I think it's absolutely phenomenal. And when it's all over, we get to start all over again. So
it's just all the learning that we're now trying to embody.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And God got us all of that is becoming more of itself through us, that there is nothing that is static in the multiverse. Everything continues to expand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those of us that were Lazarus people for many, many, many years, you could watch Lazarus expand from the original works that we worked with, you know, through the progression of work that was done. Lazarus becoming more of itself. So nothing stops expanding, absolutely nothing, and growing. Again, change. So, I think it's all incredibly exciting. But I do want to prepare people out there that change is coming, and I mean it can come out of the blue. And, you know, I wanted to say this to people that are out of work or, you know, have been alone for a long time or, you know, have had children that have been a problem. All of a sudden, things can shift. I mean, I'm looking at my own son who is doing things that are just, I don't even know who he is anymore. I just look at him and go, are you my son? So, you know,
it's part of it is the time-space move. It's moving much faster, isn't it?
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier. It's moving incredibly fast, but I also feel that the alarm has gone off, alarm clock, you know, the little beeper has gone off for a lot of these young people who've been waiting around for, and from our perspective, maybe haplessly waiting around, waiting for this time, and all of a sudden kicked into their contract. You know, I've often joked that my son just took up space till it was time. And when he kicked in, he certainly kicked in an overdrive. I'm very impressed.
He's a good example of the new people.
It is. It's very much an example of the new people. And along with it came incredible wisdom and, you know, I mean, you could possibly say maybe he just grew up, but I think it's more than that.
Well, it's back to the integration you were talking about, which is going on.
Absolutely.
All over.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you've noticed this with your daughter or anybody else's children, but what's been fascinating me is things fall out of his mouth that he has never, we've never discussed, but things are just popping out of his mouth that are that have huge wisdom and direct knowledge from source, from the universe. You know, they're coming right through him these days, and I'm just looking at him going, wow.
Isn't that wonderful? Writing it down.
Yeah, really. You know, I've often thought about asking him what he'd done with my son, but, you know, I don't want to ruin the flow.
Are we going to bring the team in? Cause I
yes, I'm going to do it right now. Okay. Yes.
Bossing you around.
I'm sorry?
I'm bossing you around.
That's okay. I'm used to it, honey. If you're not bossing me, they are. Hold on. I'm going to go into channels. Give me a minute. Doing this for the sake of dear Squirrel is here with us today. All right, so we're hoping that everyone can hear us clearly.
I think so. I can hear you clearly right now.
Well, very good. We're hoping everyone else can as well. If not, you're welcome to call into the station and complain, all right? We encourage you to do so, so it's the only way we'll know. All right. So welcome, Veronica, and congratulations on the beautiful work that you have done.
Thank you for all your help.
Well, we have great love for you and certainly for your friend that's made her transition.
Thank you.
All of you, in your efforts to do things, not only with elegance, but a certain civility, a certain beauty. Now, certainly there have been lifetimes that you've had where you did this with one another, where you closed each other's chakras down, you know, at the time of transition, closing the chakras, the portals. And in time, you will all be practicing this more and more, where you will be called in to close people down at the time of their transition. Do you understand what we're saying?
Yes, I'm not quite sure if I do understand closing down the chakras.
Literally sealing up the chakras, dear one.
So So that they leave with the information they have without being disrupted.
Everything is sealed up, sealed up, sealed up. So the transition overall made much more smoothly.
Hmm.
Much more smoothly.
I see. I understand now. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
All right. So for future reference, you see, and you'll know how to do this. We're saying this for all of you who are listening as well. If you have someone who is in process of making transition, or you find yourself, which you are all going to, be called more and more now. As people make their transitions, people are going to know, knowing intuitively that you, all of you, they would like to have you there. Even people making their transitions asking for you to be there, intuitively knowing that you will understand what to do for them. All right? Now, change. All right. This is a natural process of your evolution right now through the ascension process. Now, where's the change coming from? All right. Is it being sent in by telegraph or, you know, Pony Express or what? No. It's a combination of things. One, all the work that you've been doing for a very long time, all the visualizations that you've done, what you really want, not necessarily what you say you want, what you really want deep in your heart. Now, many of you are finding yourself so busy right now that you're not able to get in the way of these wonderful things coming to you. Now, isn't that an interesting idea? And while you're busy, keeping your resonance up, in one way or another, these wonderful opportunities just showing up, as we said, out of the blue. Now, some of them may feel frightening, all right? And this is where we're going to say to all of you to trust, to trust, to trust. Some of you looking at your lives and saying, well, I see no opportunity whatsoever for me to make more money, no opportunity at all for me to do this or to do that. I have no idea where it could possibly come from. And then out of the blue, something that you could not imagine, showing up to be of assistance in forms that might surprise you. It can show up in the form of a relationship. It can show up in the form of a job. It can show up in the form of a move from one home to another, from one city to another, from one country to another, out of the blue. We have someone that we love dearly that they're close to the channel. And they have a long history of having relationships that they were very unhappy about, that these relationships felt very crazy to them. So we've done some work together, and all of a sudden a relationship showed up, and this relationship, while the person wasn't crazy, the person didn't have a crazy bone. The person was a scientist, good and solid, making a huge difference. And then along with this wonderful change that they were trying to adapt to, a new position, a new job, in a totally different city. And this person totally anchored where they lived. You know, they live in a wonderful city, and this was their city, and they couldn't imagine living somewhere else. They were so happy. And boom, here came something totally new. A phenomenal position in what you would call very difficult economic times. But this position was not reflecting that at all. A very unique position, one that you could not have dreamed up. But there it was. So here was love, here was position. Very close together, you see. So.
Is it just serendipitous, or is it programming and response, or all of the above? Integrating infinite creation?
All right. As we said earlier, all of the work that all of you have done, all right, getting out of your way, whatever way you need to heal, whatever way or ways you need to heal, all right, we'll put it to you this way. The majority of you want love. Not everybody is in a relationship, but many people that we talk with are not in relationship and have wanted one. We have one person that ventured on to a dating service and never for a moment thought that they would find the love of their lives. They were also dealing, well, we've talked about this before, they were also dealing with physical sensitivities. Environmental sensitivities. So they were limited, tremendously limited, in their ability to even leave the house.
Wow.
And here came the love of her life and of his. Her chemical sensitivity certainly changed almost overnight. She still struggles a little bit here and there when she gets into fear. Now, did this happen because her higher self and soul said, all right, here it is, time, send that one in? Or was she sending out a call that she wasn't aware of, that this is what she really wanted? See? Do you understand what we're saying?
Yes.
All right. Was this particular situation, in its showing up, was it for her highest good to move her out of a situation that had her imprisoned and into the possibility of stepping into her great work? And of course, the answer is the latter, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The love became the bridge to take the chance, to take the risk, to step outside of her personal prison. And the two of them, both on very similar paths, now saying, how can we together step out into our great work together? Which requires travel and things that, you know, having to step out of, both of them feeling in a way that they were in prison. Very interesting, interesting things happening now. So your question, where did it come from? Well, where do you think it came from, Veronica? What would be your guess?
I think moving the frequencies up out of limitation and attracting.
That's right. When you open your hearts, and we talked about this months ago, creating from the heart. Creating from the heart. When you create from your heart, everything can change. Everything can change. Now, in the midst of what looks like this very frightening economic times, and we are seeing this all over, different opportunities coming to people. Now, some people, and we understand, listening to the show, may feel, well, it's not fair. If they're getting it and I'm not, what's wrong? More healing. Are you creating from your heart? You're creating from fear. We're not making any of you wrong, people. That's not it. We love you. We want to see all of you be successful in whatever way success appears to you. Now, you know, are we going to help you be the most famous movie star? Well, no, that's not our job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that's not our job. If it's in alignment with your soul's purpose, you are here to be this archetype of sorts, have impact on other people. Your soul and your higher self are all in alignment with this, then we certainly will be there. This is why we have said to you, and we want to say this again. Tonight we're going to ask you to call us in, all of you, asking to work with subconscious and unconscious beliefs. Subconscious beliefs this lifetime, unconscious beliefs all lifetimes, that stand in the way of your having the life of your dreams. This is big work. And we know it works. We're seeing it. We're excited about it. In fact, the whole team is excited about this. And adding a piece to it. Asking us to co-create with you. You're building the life of your dreams. What does that look like? We recommend all of you have something that you write in, all right? This is what the life of my dream looks like. I want to give lots of latitude because I know better than to limit the universe. I might think small. The universe might be thinking much bigger than I am, so I'm not going to limit. All right? Perhaps just one piece, and we would recommend you start with one piece. Dear team, please help me create a brand new house and a new relationship and that new red car convertible that I really love. And well, you're not going to be able to create that for yourself. So our efforts to assist you in co-creation would be wasted, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they, Veronica?
Yes, I guess so. I guess I'm thinking about it's bigger. It to me it's something about manifesting from a deeper place of unlimited self, isn't it?
Well, we would agree with you, but don't you want to start with something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what is it you would say? All right. Let's say tonight you're going to call us in.
Okay.
All right, and you want to have us assist you in something besides the television show now. Something besides the television.
All right. We're tired of that, are we?
Well, no, we're not tired of it at all. We know that that's a given.
Okay. All right. Let's say a bigger house.
Just bigger?
Bigger and light. Well, you know what I'd really, really like?
Yes, this is what we're waiting for.
Well, I would like a place that's in a warm climate at least part of the year.
Right.
A wonderful, wonderful, light-filled place that's expanded and a good place to work and dream and warm up.
In a warm climate.
Yes.
Now, what a wonderful piece.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you haven't limited. It has to be 1,000 square feet or 3,000, whatever square foot it is.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't limited by it's got to be on this island, on this side of the coast, you see. What you've said is, this is what I want, a beautiful, light-filled place. All right?
Mm-hmm.
In a warm climate that I will love. Remember to add that I will love, and you may want to add that Bob will love.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Bob and I will both love.
There you go.
Mm.
All right, because it would be tragic if you loved it and he hated it.
I know.
All right?
Yes.
Since you're partners.
Mm-hmm.
So what a wonderful thing to ask us to assist you in co-creating. You hold the vision, and we'll amplify it, you see?
Wonderful.
Now, we're not going to do it for you. We wouldn't take your power away, but we will assist you. You hold the vision, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll assist. Now, perhaps in that assistance, it's something more grand than you can imagine. Perhaps it's free. Now we know, we can hear all of you going, what do you mean free? Wait a minute, how did that happen? Perhaps it's a friend of yours that says, you know, Veronica, I travel and here you are. 6 months a year, you can live here.
Wouldn't that be great?
All right?
Yes.
Now, you don't own it, but you use it, and it didn't cost you anything.
That'd be wonderful.
All right, is that a gift?
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Right. So this is what we're trying to show you all. Don't limit the way in which it can come.
Don't decide how it can be controlled or designed.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, this is also a time of relationship. Many of you are going to have relationships popping in. Finally, some of you are saying, oh, finally, well, I've been waiting long enough. Do your homework. Those of you who are really doing your work, healing your relationships and your unhealed issues around men and women, whatever the case may be, all right, you're not going to attract a wonderful, loving relationship if you're still grousing about, I hate men and they're this and they're that, and they're all men. That's not going to work. If you're carrying those beliefs and attitudes, trust us, you better review. Or you will end up with a bummer. Notice we didn't say bum. Bummer. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the work that needs to be done. Look, review now. Where am I unclear? Am I resenting other people who are successful? Well, if you are, oh, you better get out your little blackboard and start writing 1,000 times. I will not resent people that are successful. Because if you do, you will never be successful. Never. And the change that could come will bounce right off. Or it will come and you will lose it. You'll sabotage it.
So our resentments are often our limitations anyway, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you resent a friend who has a beautiful new car, we can tell you right now, getting a new car will be a hell of a deal for you. Do you understand what we're saying?
Mm-hmm. So it's more like when someone can manifest something, that's evidence that you can as well.
Yes, celebrate everyone's manifestations for crying out loud. Now that changes your resonance, makes you receptive. Look at how wonderful. Know that if they got it, it's right around the corner for you. If you will allow it. Being jealous, being resentful, or being judgmental of other people who have whatever, the right boyfriend, husband, whatever, the right body, the right hair, the right home, the right job, will limit you on ever having those very things. Because your judgments, as you said, Veronica, are your limiters. Every time. Every time. Now, we'll tell you a cute story. We've probably told this one before, but the channel has learned, all right, if she wants something, she puts it out. This is what I really would, I'd love to have this. We'll go down to the little furniture story because that's a cute one. She wanted a white couch and a kitchen table. Nice, she had this in mind what she wanted. Glass top in the this and that and the other thing. And it wasn't about 3 weeks. 3 weeks. She was awakened by her guides. Go look out the window. She grumbled, oh, no, it's too early. Leave me alone. What can I possibly see out the window? Leave me alone. It's another day. Again, again, and again. Finally, she got up out of bed. Went to her office, looked out the window across the street, and she saw this furniture on the curb. But, of course, her vision isn't that wonderful. She couldn't tell her, so she could see it was white. Long and the short of it, there was the white couch and the exact table she wanted.
On the curb?
On the curb. And she still had both.
Wow, that was great.
All right.
Now, that's very magical.
All right. So, again, our point being this. never limit the way that things can come. And her gratitude, now here's the other key, for those things was just as great as if she had bought them brand new. Because to her, they were magical. And she treats them like they cost thousands of dollars, because to her, they might as well have. You see?
Mm-hmm.
When you treat your magic with respect, when you enjoy your magic, when you love your magic, you can have fun with your magic. You open up to more. It is the basic principle of gratitude. The more you feel gratitude, the more reasons you will have to feel it, for all of you. Now, we know there are those out there saying, well, why should I feel grateful when I don't have money to pay this or pay that? And we would say this to you. Find a way to feel gratitude, whatever it takes. It will change your resonance, which opens you up to more. But don't do it just for that reason. It is a paradox here on your planet. It won't work that way. Do it because you love doing it. Do it because it feels wonderful.
It's really being what you're wanting to integrate.
Always.
Mm.
Being the great example, thinking of what your resonance is like. The birds will sing louder. Haven't you noticed, and we know you pay attention, Veronica,
yes,
that when you're in a happy, glorious mood, that when you hear the birds, they're singing louder?
Yes, I do.
Don't you?
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we only have about two more minutes.
All right, Veronica, you talk about your show next week.
Well, next week I'm having Galexis on.
Oh, dear Galexis, our dear friend, yes.
Yes, Paradigm Shifters Tuesday on BBS Radio at 5 o'clock West Coast time. I'm pretty excited about that. And at 4 o'clock, we'll be talking again about transitions in small and large.
Yes.
And I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Well, we recommend everybody tune in for Galexis. It's wonderful. We love Galexis dearly. And we're one big happy family, so in more ways than all of you know. All right. We are going to offer the opportunity to all of you tonight, or when you listen to this program, all right? So don't think that if you weren't listening tonight, you don't get to do this. When you listen to this program, if you go into the archives and you listen to it a week from now, or a month from now, or a year from now, that is the night to call us in. How do you call us in? Dear team, this is Mary, or John, or Bob. I know you know who I am. I listen to the shows. I open my heart. I open my space. I give permission for you to come in. I would be so happy if you would come and work with me tonight on subconscious and unconscious beliefs, on identifying, transmuting, and changing them. You can use your words, whatever those may be. And I have a piece, I've identified a piece I want to co-create with you, or ask you to co-create with me. Really excited about this. This is the piece right here, whatever it is. Now, when you're excited, we want to emphasize this, when you're excited about doing it, you have amplified the possibilities of creating it. Remember that. You can't fake excited. Excited is excited. It's a resonance. We can see it. It's not the words, dear ones. It's the resonance. Know that we love each and every one of you very much. Veronica, we love you, dear one.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Your squirrel who's with us tonight, we love you so much. Your wonderful gifts and talents and your joyful heart. We love the channel as well. We thank her for her dedication. To all of you, our unconditional love, dear ones. You are loved and supported more than you can possibly imagine. And we're excited to see what you're going to do next. And until we speak with you, and until tonight, for those that are willing to call us in. Until next week, namaste, dear ones.
Namaste.
Okay. Oh, we're still on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're over.
No, we're still on the radio, and people are waiting for your blessing.
Okay. Thank you.
I am.
Okay. My clock finally works in the healing room. Okay, so, hi, everyone. Hi, Ronnie. Remember, everyone, that a piece of each and every one of you is in Ronnie and I, and a piece of us, including Squirrel tonight, is in each and every one of you. We love you all so very much. And a wonderful send-off to your great friend as well, Veronica.
Yes, thanks for that, Jackie.
Oh, absolutely. Our love to her as well. We know. I can feel her energy.
Yeah.
Well,
she loves these shows. I'm sure she's paying attention.
Oh, great love to her. And we'll talk to all of you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We do love you. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Many blessings. Good night, Squirrel.
Hi.
Talk soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.